Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're going okay in very, very tough times. It's lockdown, of course. We're trying to get there, aren't we? We're all trying to get there. When will we emerge from this horrible time? Anyway, have your say. We hope we can be part of your show in your next few hours. 1300 01 1170 0457 736 736 is the way to go there. The Finch man's back in the chair. Brett Finch, good afternoon.
G'day, Sugar. How you going, mate? I really enjoyed last night watching the Brett Finch Cup.
The Mighty Eels
against the Green Machine. And it's like a good old-fashioned game of footy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Great defence. It's nice to see score lines close. And it was a great battle. Both teams played really well.
Nil all at half-time. Four Primes Brewing Co. bring us all the action. Takes real characters to produce a show like this and a real character to do so. Two phones. Tommy, how are you, mate?
Afternoon, Joel. Finchy. Dan, great to be here.
Yeah. The dazzling Dan there panelling away.
Hello, Joel. How are you going?
What have you learnt in the last 24 hours, Dan?
The last night's game was very good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
it was.
That. And the Aussie Roos, that was great last night as well. Learned
absolutely.
A lot. Yeah.
Big upset.
Looks forward to the Olympics.
Big upset, of course. We've got the opening ceremony tonight. You'll get all that on SEN 1170, as you will, for the entire coverage of the Olympics. We're looking forward to that. Now, we'll get into this nice and early, by the way. Time for this. Fletchy's Friday phone-in, thanks to Four Pines.
G'day, guys. Well, it's that time of week again for Fletchy's Four Pines phone-in on Fridays. What I want you to do is call in 1300 01 1170, and I want you to be frothing.
Right. So to give this a bit of context, so he said to me on the text, he said, righto, today is Fletchy's Friday phone-in, all thanks to Four Pines. He said, tell us when your team's hit an iceberg. So what he's saying is that everything that was going swimmingly, and then all of a sudden, bang, you've hit the iceberg when you thought things were flying. As is the case with Penrith at the moment, Nathan Cleary goes down, an injury to Jerome Luai, and now Appy Coruscant.
Exactly right. And I spoke about a couple of weeks ago to Craig Bellamy how I said, you and Penrith are so far in front. And he goes, I've been in the game for too long that I know just one game can change it all. So it's, you see Penrith too. They've come out of their first real origin season two, where they've had a big chunk of players.
Yeah.
And that always takes a couple of weeks to recover. I still think they'll get there, but how they manage the next month, freshening players up. We've seen Craig Bellamy in recent years learn from it where he, you know, if it means relinquishing the chance to the minor premiership, he doesn't care because he just needs his players fresh.
That's right.
For the semis. And again, you see Munster is rested this weekend. That'll be his priority again. So how they handle the next couple of weeks will be interesting, but there's been plenty of teams over the years sailing at this time of year and then come to the crunch, it all falls apart.
Fletchy's Friday phone-in thanks to Four Pines. When has your team, or athlete for that matter, hit an iceberg? You mentioned teams. 1993, the grand final we never saw was the Broncos and the Raiders, those champion teams of the early 90s. It was going to happen in 1993. The Raiders were conquering all, and all of a sudden the iceberg was hit. They were flogging, I think, Parramatta.
Parramatta, it was.
Parramatta, and Ricky Stewart went down.
Ricky Stewart was a Dalian medalist. He was at the top of his game.
Absolute top.
And they were flying Canberra. Like that possibly was their best year. And you know what? And they got beat. I know they broke their ankle. He broke his ankle. And because it was only top five, then that was the last round of the competition. They lost the first two semis.
Bang, straight at the back door.
They would have finished minor premiers. You know what another year was? 95. The Dogs beat them. 95, they lost three games all year. They were defending champions from 94. They lost three games. And one of them was to Manly during the season.
Yep.
And they got to the semi-finals playing the Dogs. And everyone just thought, well, they'll roll through the Dogs. And the Dogs come on that magnificent charge led by Terry Lamb, Jimmy Dimmick, Dean Pay.
Yep.
Upset Canberra. And then obviously they went on to upset Manly in the grand final. So Canberra have had a couple of years. You remember the great 94 teams, 89, possibly the two greatest seasons they had. They didn't win competitions.
They didn't win, 93, 95.
And through that whole, the dynasty of the great teams they had.
When has a team or someone hit an iceberg, Finchy? Can you recall one? When they're on their way to victory.
Yeah, I don't know what's bigger than an iceberg, but I reckon this would be it. Poor old Jane Saville.
Oh.
If there's a lower sport in the world than walking. Mate, you got 42 k's. We'll just get in the cab.
Yeah.
Who goes where? I want to walk. Like we've got 42 k's to get. I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
Even if someone says I'm going to run, they got rocks in here. Just get the cab.
Just get it.
But a walker, she's walked, and it's the home Olympics.
I know.
She's coming down into the stadium, And the second, gets the second red, was it the pen or little bat? Or
yeah, the last
I
one.
I grabbed it and wrapped it around old mate's melon.
But she's descending down to the bowels of ANZ Stadium. And have your say on you know, when has your team or an athlete or somebody who was destined for victory hit an iceberg late? Let us know on the text line 0457 736 736. But you blokes are a little bit younger. Jane Saville, hometown, 42 Ks, is descending into the bowels of ANZ Stadium, only to then have to emerge into the centre part of ANZ Stadium to do one lap and grab the gold medal. Yep. And as she's going down into the bowels, and we sometimes get to park when we're calling games there under ANZ Stadium. Every time I drive down underneath, I can picture somebody running out with a red. Every time. Yep. That's 21 years later. Tommy, two phones.
Yes.
Have you got any icebergs that's been hit?
Yeah, round 24, 2015. I just looked it up. Sydney Roosters v Brisbane Broncos. Roosters were flying. It was a fight for the NRL Minor Premiership. And Roosters win 12-10. And I remember...
And that was their third Minor Premiership
That was their third Minor Premiership in a row. I remember Jared Rea-Hargreaves was in sensational form. And that was it was the final year that Tuivasa Sheck, Jennings and James Maloney were there.
Yes.
So it was kind of a swan song year for those three. In the space of about 10-15 minutes, Jared Rea-Hargreaves does his ACL. Mitchell Pearce does like a grade two, grade three hammy.
Yep.
We win the match. We go on to win the next two matches, but then week one of finals, get upset against the Storm.
Yep.
Win week two, and then week three, prelim final. Broncos at Suncorp, massive game. Sean Kennedy-Dow, first pass, intercepted Darius Boyd, and you're like, oh God, on the back foot straight away.
Yeah.
So that was the late iceberg. That injury in conjunction with that intercept, and you're like, oh, there's your chance blown.
It is, and that's how hard it is. You know, you look at, you know, you talk about great dynasties, great rugby league teams, and we've spoken about this before. The Manly team of 95, 96, 97, they were magnificent, mate. But you win one competition, you don't get remembered. The Roosters team, 13, 14, 15, they were first 3 years in a row. Minor Premiers 3 years in a row. They only win 2013, so they're not compared to their 18, 19 team, you know. And that was just as probably more dominant over that 3 year period than the 18, not just as dominant as the 18, 19 team.
Well, 2014 Roosters, you can put it in that finals week one loss, it was against Panthers. You can kind of put it down to one small moment. Soward kicks it, and Minicello,
yes,
he doesn't let it go out. He just batted out, and then Dean Farre or Watene Lesniak comes and bats it back in, and Dean Farre scores, and then Jamie Soward hits a field goal. So it's just a small little moment of error, and then the team, they have to go again play week two.
Yep.
They don't get the week off, which every team wants. And then week three, they start well against the Rabbitohs, and then Rabbitohs just smash them.
Cowboy Dan, any icebergs that have been hit?
What about Parramatta in 2001?
Very
dominant. Only lost four games all year, and then lost to the Knights in the grand final.
And to that point, they, I think 2001, they had the best defensive record in NRL history and the best attacking record in NRL history.
It's all timing. And I tell the story about Merlin Oddie. Merlin Oddie's a six-time world champion.
Yeah, never won a Olympic.
Never timed it for gold at the Olympics. So anyway, have your say. 1300 01 1170. You can also text us 0457 736 736. Brian from Padstow writes this. He says, gentlemen, excuse me, I don't recall the year, but when Cameron Smith got suspended, they were done. They went on to get flogged by Manly in the grand final, 40 points to
2008.
Nil.
2008.
2008,
Cronulla in the prelim final. Oh, no, sorry, against Cronulla. Sticky was coach.
Stu from Cronulla writes, a late iceberg for the Dragons. Jamie Ansko penalty to lose the Dragons in 1999 to the Melbourne Storm. New South Wales hit one. It is Gladys and her government, and they need to be put on an iceberg and floated to Antarctica, says unnamed. It might be Anastasia, I don't know. 1300 01 1170 0457 736 736. Fletchy's Friday phone in thanks to Four Pines is on the back of the Panthers running into trouble in the last month. When did your team hit an iceberg late? 1300 01 1170. Josh from Newcastle was lay down Sally on her way to a win when she laid down in the Olympic rowing.
I think she was.
Keep those coming in as well. 1300 01 1170. You can text us 0457 736 736. We're here for Four Pines Brewing Co, the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch, and today Brett Finch. Now coming up on the show, it's an action-packed show, so we better take a break very shortly. But the RLPA's CEO Clint Newton, he's going to come on and talk about the decision from the Australian and New Zealand sides to pull out of the Rugby League World Cup.
You know what's good about this, Nudo, is obviously we're best mates. Yeah. We'll only talk for about another 5 minutes and we'll be done for the show. Yeah. Nudo will just go.
Really go. Wind him up.
Wind him up and let him go. We won't have to say another word.
Right, I will tell him we're on air for the next 5 hours and 47. So take your time. SEN host Pat Welsh, who's a doyen when it comes to Olympic coverage and major sports. He'll be on Channel 7 and he's going to preview us the Tokyo Olympics. Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet. Troy Phillips, our man when it comes to all things finance from First Point. He's going to give us a bit of a fiscal update because what does it mean for Australians getting the Olympics in 2032? But this is the Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan Tools built tough only at Bunnings Warehouse. But you're a massive part of the show. Plenty of text messages, which we'll get to. 0457 736 736, the text line. But coming up next, the RLPA CEO, Clint Newton.